It's almost Easter. I guess we all should be hippity-hoppitying. Well, good morning. Welcome to our book pick segment for this week. It's very nice to be doing this, as we do each and every Tuesday. And it's where we welcome an independent bookseller to come and join us and tell us about some of the amazing books and authors that have made their way to store shelves this week and this time of year, and that may have missed your radar. We want to make sure they're on your radar. Chris Linnendahl of Northshire Bookstore in Saratoga Springs and Manchester joins us. Which store do you work at?
I'm in the Saratoga store.
Excellent. Chris is at the Saratoga store.
I am.
It's a great pleasure to welcome you to the program. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Good. Doing fine. Good. So you have a very nice list, very eclectic, some good stuff.
Thank you.
Where would you like to begin?
I try to be a little eclectic. First pick is not a new book, but NHL playoffs are starting soon. I'm a big hockey fan, so
excellent.
I wanted to pick something for the sports fans out there, and I picked Boy on Ice, The Life and Death of Derek Bugard. And I hate to think that maybe I spoiled the ending of the book with the title there, but Derek Bugard was a kid who grew up in Canada and was always big for his age. And, you know, maybe was a little uncoordinated, wasn't the most graceful guy on his teams, but if you're big and you can stand up for yourself, sometimes, you know, there's a spot, or maybe there was a spot for you in the NHL a decade or so ago before they right. kind of cracked down on this kind of thing. So Derek Bugard, you know, and his family kind of gave up a lot in their lives. You know, there's a lot of travel involved, a lot of money put into youth sports. And he kind of took on the role of enforcer or goon on the hockey team.
Goon.
He eventually made it to the NHL with the Minnesota Wild and, you know, the New York Rangers, who are pretty popular in this area. And if there was ever, you know, a guy on the other team who was aggravating the star player or was perhaps, you know, getting under the coach's skin, Derek Bugard would go out and, you know, try to antagonize this guy into a fight and try to, you know, police the game himself. The problem is that if you're fighting constantly, your hands get broken, you get black eyes, you get broken nose, you get concussions.
Yeah.
And, you know, maybe a decade or so ago, we weren't as aware of the problems of brain trauma as we are now. So Derek Bugard, you know, turned to alcohol and pills and, you know, the sort of partying lifestyle to sort of deal with his on ice injuries. And eventually, you know, unfortunately, he passed away before he was even 30 years old.
And very young man.
It was
when
a very
did he
young
pass
man.
Away?
It was just a couple of years ago. Okay. I want to say it was around 2010, 2011. And this book was written by a New York Times sports reporter who covered, you know, his career as it was happening and, you know, covered his death in those weeks afterwards. And eventually it became this book that was put out just 18 months or so ago.
The name of the book is Boy on Ice, The Life and Death of Derek Bugard by John Branch. Next up.
Next up is a forthcoming book that's out next month. We are taking pre-orders now at Northshire.com. It's called Dragon Teeth and is by Michael Crichton, who is also unfortunately no longer with us. But this was a manuscript that they found in his archives, and his wife has kind of become his editor in his you know, in his new releases that are coming out. And so this kind of goes back to his Jurassic Park days, but it is much more based in fact than Jurassic Park was. This is late 1800s. A kid from Yale decides that he wants to go explore the Old West and, you know, kind of joins along under the guise of being a photographer, which he is not, with one of his professors who was a real guy, Professor Othniel Marsh, and his rival professor, Professor Edward Cope, were actual real guys who have kind of become characters in the story Dragon's Teeth. And, you know, the professors are trying to steal each other's findings, trying to steal each other's fossils that they have dug up to try to get the prestige of being, you know, the most famous and successful paleontologist back in, you know, the early days of that field of science. So eventually, you know, this kid William Johnson, you know, finds some fossils. They find a new breed of dinosaur, which eventually becomes the Brontosaurus. And the real trick is bringing those bones back home as they're being raided by Native Americans. Storms in the prairies are bad. The other professors are trying to shoot each other in the middle of the night. It's part Jurassic Park. It's part 310 to Yuma. It's really great. And, you know, if this is the kind of thing that Michael Crichton has in his archives, hopefully there's more good books to come.
Well, he was very prolific, so we assume that there may be quite a bit there.
Right, but, and this is maybe the second or third posthumous release of his.
Dragon Teeth is the name of the book by Michael Crichton.
That's right.
All right.
Next is a nonfiction book, which just came out a couple weeks ago, and this is one of my favorites I've read lately. This is called The Stranger in the Woods, The Extraordinary Story of the Last True Hermit by Michael Finkel. And this has its base in a GQ article from 2014, which was the most widely shared GQ article in their history, about a guy named Christopher Knight, who in 1986 just decided that he didn't want to be a part of the world of civilization anymore. Kind of took a car, took a road trip, eventually dumped it in the middle of the woods in Maine, and just kind of walked as far as he wanted to. Had no supplies, you know, had minimal training, kind of, he was a Boy Scout.
Yeah.
You know, knew how to fix cars and stuff from his family's, you know, home, but he wasn't like a survivalist or a prepper, which I guess didn't really even exist back then. He was just kind of a weird guy who just kind of wanted to be on his own. So he set up camp in the middle of the woods, and he was in there for almost 30 years. Everything he had, he stole. He was not that far from other camps, but he eventually just learned how to stay really well hidden and what camps did not have locks on them.
And I've read a couple of reviews about this book, and it seems that it makes it almost sound romantic what he did.
Absolutely. There's a lot of, you know, the author is very much in awe of this man's grace and his skill with staying hidden and knowing where to step to not snap branches or how to fall into a creek. And, you know, some people don't believe this guy's story, but it's presented as factually as possible with, you know, jailhouse interviews with Christopher Knight.
The name of the book, The Stranger in the Woods, The Extraordinary Story of the Last True Hermit by Michael Finkel. All right.
Next is George Lucas, A Life by Brian J. Jones. Just came out around Christmas time. Brian J. Jones did a really great biography of Jim Henson in maybe 2014, 2015 or so. So now, I mean, it's not that far of a leap from Jim Henson to George Lucas. They're very similar guys. And, you know, I've always been a Star Wars fan growing up, so I've read a lot about George Lucas. You know, everybody kind of knows his story. But, you know, he wasn't just the Star Wars guy. He was the Indiana Jones guy. He was the Pixar guy. He was the Industrial Light and Magic guy. He was the Howard the Duck guy. So, I mean, he's had quite a career that,
I'd
you know.
I prefer you not mention
right.
him, but sure.
But, you know, he's went through a really bitter divorce that kind of wrecked him emotionally and, you know, almost certainly influenced the darkness of The Empire Strikes Back and, you know, took him away from film directing until, you know, the Star Wars movies came back around in the late 90s. So there's a lot of research here. There's a lot of quotes. There's a lot of interviews. And... you know, even if you think you know everything there is to know about George Lucas, there is something in this book that will grab you that you perhaps did not know before.
The name of the book is George Lucas, A Life. It is by Brian J. Jones. Brian J. Jones, author of George Lucas, A Life.
And finally is a fiction short story collection called Men Without Women, Stories by Haruki Murakami. Murakami is one of my favorite fiction authors. I don't read a lot of fiction, but I read everything Murakami puts out. He's a Japanese author who is always on the front list for, you know, all the Lifetime Achievement Awards, right. And fiction has never won.
No.
But some people think it's just a matter of time. And this is usually his short stories are collected years and years after they're published in Japan. But this is a new, all new collection. The title Men Without Women is not just thrown out there. It is stories all about men who don't have women, have lost their wives, who are looking for women. And Murakami is really good about making, he's really good about delving into the inner life of men and making the mundane and kind of standoffish seem lyrical and profound.
The book is Men Without Women, stories by Haruki Murakami, and translated by Philip Gabriel. And I guess there are two.
Ted Goosen. There's two.
There's two translators
who kind of alternate on his novels because they're such big novels.
Oh, okay. So they're just like, you take half and I'll take half?
Yeah.
And then hopefully they'll meet in the middle? Oh,
right.
That's cool. Yeah. Excellent. Well, those are the book picks for the week. For more information on Northshire Bookstore and the great work they do, you can go to their website, northshire.com, or better yet, visit them. They are located in Manchester Center, Vermont. And Chris Linnendahl, who joined us this morning, is in the Saratoga Springs location right on Broadway in Saratoga. Chris, great to have you here.
Thank you.
Always a pleasure.
Me.
Thank you. You can see Chris's list at wamc.org/roundtable or again at their website, northshire.com. Northshire.com. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.